Sissy Jane Cocksucking Fairy Tale Roleplay Part 2. I hope you enjoy this roleplay, Sissy Jane Fairy Tale. Sissy Jane met a nice stranger in the woods one day while she was picking flowers. She always wanted to meet a man whose cock she could suck. She practiced all the time on her dildo. Imagine her surprise when she saw her Prince Charming and his cock was pointing right at her. The next day, Sissy Jane woke up in a soft, warm bed. She felt warm and safe until she realized she was handcuffed to the bed. She struggled, and her sissy heart began to beat very fast. She saw the stranger that had brought her to his home the night before. She had fallen asleep in his arms the night before. He was so warm and gentle. She enjoyed sucking his cock so much. Now, little sissy cock-sucking Jane was handcuffed to the bed, and she began to cry. "Why am I handcuffed? I thought you liked me." There was a soft sob in her voice. "Oh, I do like you quite a bit, Jane," he said in a husky voice. "I liked you so much that I wanted to show you off to my other slave." The petite man tiptoed softly into the room and smiled widely at Sissy Jane. "This is Jason." The young man did a magnificent twirl and threw a rose on Sissy Jane's naked body. Her body rose with excitement as she watched Jason, completely undressed, to reveal his magnificent cock. The nameless stranger that she only knew as Sir or Master wrapped a leather collar around her fragile neck and whispered, "I know you used to be a man, but now you are collared and you will be my slave. When you wear my collar, you're a woman. I will tell you when you're a man again, and not a moment before." "Also," he said, stroking his short beard as if thinking, "when I decide you have earned the right, I will tell you what my true name is, but for now, you will only call me Sir." He then brushed his lips against Sissy Jane, and her cock spewed a bit of pre-cum. "It's official. Sissy Jane was now completely gay." Would you enjoy this role play? I know I would. This is Mistress Simone, and you can read this at kinkyphonemistress.com and call 1-800-601-7259. Love you, boys. Talk to you soon.